Governor Sean Parnell's $150 million bill to subsidize Alaska's oil refineries grew to $200 million today when House Speaker Mike Chenault expanded it to include the Agrium fertilizer plant in Nikiski. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The plant has been closed for years, but Agrium said last year it's considering reopening it. Chenault, a Nikiski Republican, says he's been talking to the company for a while about some kind of state incentive. Then, a few days ago, the governor proposed a bill to help refineries. Chenault says Agrium recognized the possibility.
Well, we've been looking, and this happens to be a vehicle, and I did bring it up and said, hey, well, you know, could we qualify for this? So we investigated it and drafted up the amendment.
Chenault says bringing the plant online could create 450 jobs in his district, plus cheap fertilizer for Mat-Su farmers. House Bill 287 would provide a refinery up to $10 million a year in tax credits or cash for 5 years. To qualify, a company would have to spend $25 million on its infrastructure. The Parnell administration proposed it to help PetroStar cope with the high price of North Slope crude. Senator Berta Gardner, an Anchorage Democrat, says she's angry this bill is moving while funding for education remains uncertain.
It galls me. It seems like the legislature has never met a tax incentive or a tax credit we didn't endorse if it's for the oil industry.
It's as if, she says, industry gets what it wants and kids get the crumbs. Chenault dismissed such comparisons, saying that's just the Democratic mantra. The bill cleared the House Rules Committee in about 6 minutes this morning and heads next to the House floor. In Juneau, I'm Liz Ruskin.